To the Batmobile. Let's go.
Well, don't worry. Remember, when I watch the video.
And that's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's the way it crumbles. So, what are we talking about?
Multi-angle? Yeah, like what? I haven't watched anything.
Homer, I thought you were running the show.
Me?
All you I said. Text me was, are we doing a podcast? And I said, yeah, tomorrow. And then I said, never mind. And then Homer was all, great. So tomorrow, and I was all, well, I don't want to do it tomorrow. So we're going to do it now. We're recording.
Sounds good. 99 days.
You know, the only thing I've watched in the last like 2 weeks since our last show, or did we do it last week? I can't remember. Since our last, the only thing I've watched is I started rewatching Love, and I have like 2 more episodes before the end of season 2.
Love.
Oh, let's talk about this.
Well, okay, I don't understand how you could think it was over at on episode 10. Like, it didn't end like super dramatically. I mean, other than.
Which was fine. It ended amazingly. I was like, this is the happiest season of television I've ever seen in my life. Love. We got to 10 and we were like, this is so happy. And then it was like, wait a minute. This is depressing. This is depressing. This is the end of the show? What a load of crock.
That's what I wanted to hear.
I love it. I can't wait for season 3, the final season.
I'm good with that. I'm going to be excited for season 3. Very excited for season 3. I finished Homer. I finished Peaky Blinders.
Hey!
Hey-o!
You just like stormed through it or what, bro?
Hell yeah, bro. That's all we watched. We watched nothing but that until we finished it. We were doing 2-a-days, man. It was the bomb. That show was legit ass shit. Tom Hardy.
The way this season ended was so awesome.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Season 3 was probably my least favorite of them. So for them to come back in season 4 and like really do a shebang, that was pretty legit. That was pretty legit. I was very surprised. I knew I had a feeling I was going to like it. And then you said I was going to like it. And then like 1,000 other people said I was going to like it. And I watched it and I was like, I liked it. It was
season
good,
5. Nobody knows when, but we can't wait.
Next year, bro. 2019. So BBC ordered 4 and 5 together. So, and then Cillian Murphy apparently teasing that they already got the order in for 6. So, but dude, I love these little 6-episode seasons. It's so good. It's like watching a six-hour-long movie.
Like, I hate because I'm like, oh my god, like, I want more. So I'll watch like an episode, wait a couple of days, and okay, I'll watch another one. You know, like I try to stretch it out.
Yeah.
Like got that home one, like, oh my god, he's so in love.
Like that other show, that Tom Hardy's in,
Taboo.
Yeah,
dude, I'm about to get a Hulu subscription just to watch that shit. After watching, first of all, he got the voice for Bane from doing that character, right?
That is
exactly how Bane talks. He's all, "Hello there, Tommy." I was all, "You doing the Bane voice right there? You're doing the Bane voice."
Best, but you know what's funny? I'm telling you, like, that's his go-to kind of voice. Like, he goes deep in his voice, and he does the like a little
intense eyes and does the
the
intense eyes and then that talks a lot with his eyes.
He just does that let me talk to myself and walk off, like in Lawless. And he just walks off like nothing happened. He does that's his like go-to little thing.
Away.
Like, I'm gonna walk away, but you're gonna be scared that I'm walking away.
We had we finished Peaky Blinders. Excellent, highly recommend. And then we had a pretty jam-packed weekend of movie catch-up. We watched Happy Death Day.
I still haven't seen that.
totally worth the red box. I recommend it. Super fun movie. It was fun, and I love that it knows what it is, and it just plays with that.
Oh,
like
can I give you like an entertaining
to put it in perspective?
Teenager horror movie, kind of, or what?
A spoiler. Can I give you one spoiler?
Sure.
And the spoiler is really only like it's a one liner, and it really makes you realize that they took the movie as it was and didn't try to be too stupid or too serious with it. They at the end of the movie, she's like, the guy's talking to. He's like, you know what? This your whole situation kind of reminds me of. You ever seen the movie Groundhog's Day? So, like, you know, they knew what they were doing. It was all intentional.
Yeah,
so
I would have been like, have you seen the movie Edge of Tomorrow?
Here we go.
Yeah, that's a way more popular movie.
That movie was fucking good. I can't
Dude,
tell
I
you
love how, that movie.
I can't tell you how many times when I had HBO for, like, the 3-month trial I had or whatever, how, like, it would always be on TV, and I would always, like, if I, like, flip through it and it was on, like, I'd leave it on. Like, I'm pretty sure I saw that movie over 10 or 11 times. Just.
I think.
Oh, it's good. It's great.
I think I saw it once and I was like, it was pretty good, right? But I wanted to see it again because it was one of those, like Book of Eli, where it was kind of like you saw it once and you're like,
I like that movie.
Let me see it again. Like, to see and catch stuff and, like, just for that entertainment. And it's like, okay. I think I'm kind of dead.
Oh, that's a good movie too, man. That, you know, they could have done so much with that movie, and I felt like it was
that
a good movie.
Show deserved a TV series around it, or that movie deserved a TV series based around
Book
it.
Book of Eli? Yeah, they could have done so much with that. I thought it was so cool.
Yep, I agree. I loved that movie. That movie really threw me for a loop at the end when he's like, only I can read this Bible. I was all, I did not see that coming.
I get it. I did not see it coming. I got it. You know what I didn't see coming? The ending to the movie Open House.
Boom. Also on our watch list for the weekend, Open House.
I have no idea what you're talking
Netflix.
About.
It's a Netflix original horror movie. They're not going to watch it anyway, so let's just talk about it.
Well, I mean, I guess we're skipping the intro today? Is that what's happening?
Wow. David, mad kudos to you. High five it, brother. Digital high five. Boom. Welcome to the episode of Pocket Knife News. Halfway through the episode, I'm Aaron.
That's Aaron. I'm Homer,
and I'm David David in the house.
Burr, 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 burr.
Air horn.
That DJ air horn.
Dude, we need to get popular enough so we can bring like a celebrity on the podcast. But we have to like get it way more structured than this. But man, it'd be awesome to have like a.
We've had celebrities on the podcast.
Like a real, I mean,
I was all pumped. Well known,
a well known celebrity.
Okay. What would you consider a well known celebrity?
I don't know, like fucking Angelina Jolie. Or
yeah, we got a ways to go. We got a ways to go.
We're not even at the halfway point. Let's get a little bit more off the bottom, I mean, and the we'll fucking, get there.
We had a guest fucking, that's been fucking, in three movies.
The fucking the stand-in for like the body double of the like ninth generation Yellow Ranger does not count as a celebrity.
You see the way he is, Aaron?
Dude, we had Rita Repulsa on this show.
What?
Yeah.
Like the original? You don't remember that? Aaron interviewed.
Oh, you know what? I do remember that. I never listened to the episode, but I remember you talking about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, we had Rita Repulsa.
I guess.
And then we had the what's creator name off of the Teen Titans on here.
Yep.
He just
wasn't that the wasn't
but he was there
during
was there.
The I guess the Alamo City Comic Con. Like you had like a live episode there, and you had to talk for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, so it was during Texas Comic Con. Like, yeah. So I had a couple people, and actually, dude, to be honest, the more exciting people to talk to, or that I thought was exciting to talk to. Was like the manager. Like I talked to the man, like the promotional manager for like the Blue Ranger and the Yellow Ranger and Rita. That was all out there, and she was the head of I Don't Do Subtle Entertainment. And dude, they had some like crazy stories to talk about. They were fun, but dude, we had Kimberly J. Brown on the show. the star of the Halloween Town.
Yeah. David, that Halloween Town movie came out.
You know exactly what Halloween Town is.
Hillary Duff and Wendy. I mean, what's it? What was it? Wendy and Casper. It was like Wendy and Casper.
That's it.
At 7 o'clock, Halloween Town. At 8:30,
dude. Like, that was the Disney Channel movie lineup for Halloween.
But to be honest, was it not? David, don't play like you don't know what Wendy and Casper.
Oh, no, it's
he's on. No, I have the Blu-ray.
Let's correct you for proper journalism broadcasting. It's Casper meets Wendy.
Oh, hey, my bad. I thought he was gonna totally be like the ghost wasn't even Casper. It was the ghost of Richie Rich, and it wasn't even Wendy. Wizard of Oz, get it right. Like, I thought it was gonna be something brutal, like a totally brutal. He was like, no, just one word wrong and switch the names. You're good.
Yeah. So we're getting.
But
there.
Yeah, Open House, Netflix. Awesome movie. Boom.
It was really good. First of all, I love Goosebumps Boy. That guy is he's a great actor.
Goosebumps Boy.
Yeah, he was in the Goosebumps movie.
Is the boy from Goosebumps?
Which boy? There's two boys.
The main boy?
The main kid?
The boy and Jack Black. Not Jack Black.
I'm talking about the other one, the fucking the short, goofy looking dude.
Oh, you're right.
The dummy?
No. Slappy's not happy. Dude, Amaya loves that movie. She loves that movie.
No, not the goofy kid, the main kid.
Okay.
The one that gets the girl.
The older one.
Isn't he the one in that show
13 Reasons Why?
There you go.
Disney show. Come on. Now.
There you go. Which I don't understand why that show's getting two seasons. I mean, that show was so damn depressing. I couldn't even watch that last episode. Yeah,
that's what I had told Aaron when we were talking about it, that it was such an emotionally drained show.
I did watch it, but like that scene where she actually kills herself, that was intense.
Watching the mom react to that was like, oh, I was having a good day, but never mind.
Well, I think it hit. I mean, I'm sure it hit you the same way all of us, because we're all parents, and yes. I think that's why it hit me more. I'm like, oh my god, like I don't know how I would handle that. Like I don't think I would be able to.
Yeah, whole situation was insane, and it is very sad, but it's so well written, and it's very, I thought it was very interesting and well done. Then really the only problem I had with that show was how many tattoos there are in high school.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, I'm like, that kid has like straight up tattoos behind his ear, and that's supposed to be one of the good kids in high school. Like, I'm really confused.
I'm the straight A student. Wait a minute.
Oh, we all love Tony.
How bad is this
Tony
school?
Is tatted up. You realize that, right? The star basketball player, old white boy, got like half a sleeve. You're telling me that you're letting that fly in this small little town?
I guess so.
No, that was bullshit because he was a junior. I was like, there's not even a way he's 18 unless he's dumb.
Hey, let me ask you this. This is a completely different subject. We're talking about shows, I guess. Have you watched, it's actually an NBC, I think it's an NBC show, but it's on Netflix, the first season. Have you seen the show The Good Place?
No.
If you want something,
I think they were talking about it, and it's a very pretty
is
good, interesting
good show. Good show. Original. It seems that the premise, when you watch like the first episode, it starts out, it seems kind of silly, but like get through the first episode, it's hilarious. But
is that the one where the girl goes?
Yeah, the premise of the show, she dies. And she goes to the good place because they're, you know, trying to be politically correct, blah, blah, blah. But I think it's part of the show. It's called the good place, you know, heaven, a.k.a. heaven. But, you know, it turns out she's sent there by mistake. She was actually supposed to go to hell, the bad place. And she gets sent to the good place by mistake. And, like, no one realizes it until, like, a couple episodes in. But it's it's hilarious. You definitely have, like, put it on your queue and, like, start watching it when y'all are, like, out of things to watch. I promise you, like, if you're looking for something funny, dude,
the Ted Danson,
dude, Ted Danson is fucking hilarious.
The 30-minute show?
Hilarious.
I was going to say, if it's on NBC, it should be like 30 minutes.
Yeah, if it's sitcom, I'll check it out at sitcom. I've been in a real problem with network television shows lately. Like, it's so hard for me to watch like Peaky Blinders and then go try to watch anything on network television. I'm like, this is garbage.
Yeah, you watch something off like ABC, BBC, like hardcore stuff, and
and
you go to normal.
You watch like, all these Netflix shows. Like I tried to watch. We've been trying to watch Valor, or no, we watched Valor, and I mean it's CW already, and like the first episode was pretty good. The second episode, I was like, and this is definitely cable television. But like even The Gifted, man, I fell off on watching The Gifted just because it got boring. It was just boring. Well,
yeah, no, seriously, watch it. I mean, it's great. It's funny, like, warming. I mean, there's even, like, twist. Like, the last episode ends with a twist to, like, make you, like, oh, crap. That's how they're doing season two. Like, amazing. Yeah.
That's pretty all cool.
Right. I'll add it to the queue then. I can get behind a sitcom. I can check out a sitcom. I have time for a sitcom right now.
I don't think – there's no laugh track on it, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's cool. Appreciate the input there. I'll be checking it out. Open House, excellent suspense movie. I agree, Homer did not see the ending coming. I was like, wow, that's the ending. All right. I guess we should have known that was coming, but I did not see it either way.
It was so hardcore the way it ended because, like, I was like, dude, that's kind of messed up, you know? More further on, and you're like, oh, that's messed up.
Did y'all watch?
But it, and when it, I don't know. I just feel like.
If you those literally wait like 30 minutes, seconds, David, I'll tell you what else I watched this weekend.
You're just like, holy crap, the last 10 minutes of the movie, to be honest with you.
I agree.
Even though there's more to it, but I mean, right there, man.
I thought it was excellent. I watched another Netflix horror movie this weekend, The Vault.
The Vault.
So I was like, okay, this has been on my suggested for a while, and it's got James Franco in it, so there's some validity to it.
Okay, I think I've basically seen it. Well, not seen it, but I've seen like the little thing.
It's a bank robbery movie at a haunted bank.
Oh, but that's weird,
right? Right, it was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. Was definitely the like jump scariest movie we watched last weekend.
I have this one Netflix movie on my queue that came out, I think it came out like a month ago, but I haven't watched it yet. Have you seen The Babysitter? Did you see that?
No,
it's in my queue, but I want to see it. That's another Netflix, right?
Yep.
It's supposed to be like a dark comedy.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried to watch
it. It looks pretty funny. The trailer looks pretty funny.
I tried watching that Little Evil, and I just couldn't get into it.
Oh, yeah, though. No.
So
yeah, they just made
kind
it
of
like,
deterred me from Babysitter a little bit.
Oh,
but if somebody watches it and gives me a good review, I'll check it out. But that hasn't happened yet.
Who's gonna take the bullet there, boys?
Homer texts me with the coolest news I heard all week. They're making
which one was it?
Mighty Ducks television show.
TV show.
Oh my god.
This is the greatest news ever.
Isn't that weird?
This is the greatest news ever.
It's like,
I don't know, bro. I don't know if you can do Mighty Ducks without Emilio Estevez.
Who said he's not going to be in it?
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay.
What if he's
pretty much what else is he doing, the old guy
in the original?
Well, he's also fucking super fucking old.
What if he's the guy that owns the hockey?
You got to get Joshua Jackson back,
too. That's what I was going to say. Homer Hawks said he'd be the new Hawks.
Yeah,
he'll be on.
He could be the guy that owns the hockey store.
When we enter the rink, they touch the ice in respect for the lost one. That's D3, baby. Dude, ducks run deep in this house. Got all them.
Oh, I haven't seen those movies in a long time.
D2 still is the best.
Knuckle up, bro.
Knuckle puck, ladies and gentlemen, it's knuckle puck time. Or my personal favorite, USA all the way.
Oh man, and I'm trying to think of any other shows that are out right now that I'm trying to catch, but can't think of anything.
Oh, I got some other fun news that we could talk about because I know we didn't have like an official lineup, so I figured we'd just kind of wing it. So have y'all seen these new promo snippets for Crocodile Dundee?
Oh,
I watched about 30 seconds of it, and I don't know. I just,
well, that's all there is.
Well, I never seen the original movies, so I have no interest.
Yeah, no, I'm not committed to the original movies. I've definitely seen them, but God. I feel like this is a really weird way to turn this franchise. And like, this is Chris Hemsworth. Is he's just going to be a comedian now? That's what we're chalking that up to. Like his role in Ghostbusters was so successful. He's only doing comedy now.
Yeah, he's like Thor and comedies. That's it. I'm not going to do anything else
besides. Yeah. Well, he's in that movie 12 Strong, which does look good.
That one just came out too, right?
Yeah.
Just came out this past weekend or something like that?
Yeah, I know. I was so upset I had a screening pass for it, but we couldn't make it.
I don't know, dude. I'm not, I don't know. See, me, I liked the first two that came out. There was a third one that apparently like flopped and was bad. But the first two I liked because my dad used to watch them. So that's the only reason why I liked them. Pretty cool that he had like the kind of vest of, you know, the original Crocodile Dundee, and he's like, that's a knife. Because that was a huge line. Is like, oh, you call that a knife? That's not a knife. And he whips out that huge one, you know? And I was like, oh, okay. And then he started playing it
too goofy. Thank you for showing us like, Homer's Instagram post.
Oh, thank you, dude. But I just thought, you know what? That's not... I don't know. I can't... Even though the originals were like comedy, they were like a kind of serious humor comedy, I guess you could say. I don't know how to put it. It wasn't like
It's not like Danny McBride comedy.
Yeah, it's not like watching Step Brothers, like, you know, it's going to be funny the entire way. Well, like, well, you kind of had like the original Ghostbusters feel to it. You know how they were like,
yeah. What'd you say, David?
What do you mean? It was like, oh, go.
Monet. That's what it is. They're trying to cash it on this fucking the type of comedy, and they're turning everything into that fucking type of comedy. I mean, like, Ghostbusters is not fair because I think that was like original. What, Saturday Night Live crew made that movie too back then, right? Like Dan Aykroyd. I don't know who else. I can't remember.
I don't want to get into the politics of the Ghostbusters.
But beyond the point, that's what the. That type of comedy is cashing in, so like all these studios are just trying to revert these freaking reboots into the type of comedies.
Well, that's what they're doing with. There was an old movie called Overboard, and they're rebooting that one.
Oh, in reverse. God. I saw the trailer for that. Dude, it's so weird.
It looks horrible.
The original Overboard was hilarious to me. It was a horrible, hilarious movie, but it was still funny nonetheless. And in this one, all they did was switch places.
Yeah.
So in the original one, the woman lost her memory. And in this one, the guy loses the memory.
That's, I don't know. It did not look entertaining to me by any stretch of the imagination. I was
money.
Very disappointed when we saw that trailer when we were at the movies recently.
Yeah, I was real surprised they're doing that. And I know they're probably going to be doing that with a lot of other movies that I'm going to be like, this is dumb.
Well, yeah, because you know there's no original ideas left in Hollywood. Speaking of which, Ryan Reynolds has signed a new deal with Fox, further committing to his love affair with them. He will be starring in the upcoming remake of the movie Clue. Homer, I believe you're a big fan of the movie Clue.
Are you kidding me? Really? Okay. They're going to remake Clue? No, I love Clue. Don't get me wrong. I'll be a David and pull out the Blu-ray right now.
I know. I was being for real.
I've never seen that movie.
I was like, I saw your Insta post the other day where you were watching Clue.
Yeah, on my Instagram. Yeah. Eating pizza, watching Clue.
Yeah. Living the life. Just living the dream, babe.
That is so insane, dude. Like, I did not see that coming, dude. I really didn't.
I like Ryan Reynolds' humor, too. And I feel like his humor could really add to the Clue scenario.
I don't know. I gotta wait and see. I gotta see who all the other people are.
You blow my mind right now. I can't handle all this right now.
You know what? This podcast is over. This interview's over. Start unplugging shit, throwing the phone.
I
gotta look more into that.
Yeah, John Cena is in talks with Paramount to star in the Duke Nukem movie.
Oh my really? God. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's
He'd be a badass. He'd be a badass.
Okay, I was hoping y'all were on board for this because that sounds like an amazing idea.
That's a good cast, I'll tell you that. Like,
it's so good. I don't know why he's doing these stupid family movies about stopping your kids from having sex. These are the things he needs to be
that
doing.
That movie looks pretty funny. You know, you could have just put blonde hair on The Rock and had him do it too, but... Oh, wait, but oh yeah, have y'all seen that fake promo, like fake movie poster of him as Johnny Bravo?
Yes, and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
It looks,
oh my god,
so cool.
Tag me in it.
Feel free to send that to my way, please. Yeah, no, I'm all on board for this idea. So this last bit of news that I had come up with, I just made it up. Just kidding, I found it on the internet. Same thing, right? So apparently they're going to do another remake of RoboCop. But this time, it's a direct sequel to the 1987 film.
I like the remake. Why are they doing that? That's weird.
Which one? Part 3? Wasn't there a fourth one?
He's working on a sequel. Ed Neumeier. He's the original screenwriter for RoboCop. He's working on a sequel to the 1987 films that he calls a continuation of the first movie.
That's crazy. And I don't know. And that's where I kind of have that conflict with, like, Blade Runner. Like, so many people thought Blade Runner 2 was like, oh, it was an okay movie. But to a lot of people who saw the original one and then the new one, they were kind of like, oh, it was great. It was great seeing it. Like, it was awesome. We loved it. And it just got I don't want to say bad reviews, but a lot of people... Oh my God.
See that?
I saw the picture.
Oh, did you just send it?
I sent it to Johnny Bravo.
Perfect. I'll have to post this on Instagram now so people know what we're talking about. It looks so good, man. I wish it was real.
But I mean, I feel like... I don't know. I guess since they kind of made the reboot, a lot of people might see this new one and be like, that's not what happened in the old one. Like, they're not comparing it to the old 1980 ones. You know?
I don't agree because... I was like, what the fuck? I don't agree because anyone that goes to the movies and sees movies wasn't really either alive or a fucking baby when those movies came out. Because I remember I was a fucking... Movies came out. And I remember seeing them all. Like, well, when I was like, on video. But, yeah, no. No one even knows who the fuck RoboCop is.
Yeah, but who? Everybody knows who the fuck RoboCop is.
I guarantee
dead or alive, you're coming with me.
I guarantee you that if I were to ask the few friends that I've made at work that are like 22, 23 years old, if they could tell me, do you know who RoboCop is? They would have difficult. They might remember, but they're like, oh.
But see, I feel like they're going to remember because of the new movie.
But I bet you I bet you they'd know who RoboCop is and could pick them out in a fucking lineup. But if you said some stupid shit, like, I'd buy that for $1. They'd have no idea what that's in
reference. They won't get that reference. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I get that all the time because I use that line more than I probably should in everyday life. And people are like, yeah, me too. I'm like,
that was one of my, that was one of my favorite Game Boy games. The original Game Boy, I had the RoboCop fucking Game Boy game. And I remember my dad played that shit. And it's one of the hardest, apparently it's one of the hardest Game Boy games to play, like, as far as difficulty is concerned.
Let
me tell you, you can pick any Game Boy game and it's probably the hardest Game Boy game to play.
I mean, hours playing that fucking game. Fucking amazing.
I spent hours playing Halo 5 and I'm pretty sure we're like 80% through the campaign. It's pretty easy.
Horrible.
A side note, dumb thing. Why Halo 5, the only Halo you can't do local split screen multiplayer? Dumb. Wish I would have known that before I bought the stupid game.
Because no one's doing that shit anymore. I mean, I can't tell you the last time I fucking played with someone in the same room.
Yeah, heaven unless forbid, it's Madden. A parent buys it for their child and wants to collaborate.
Because they expect you to get two Xboxes, one person plays in the other room and the other person plays in the living room.
Son,
that's how me and my brother used to play Battlefield.
You, like, yelling
or put the TVs
room.
Or put the TVs right next to each other
into
or
the
like
microphone.
Back to back.
You son of a bitch! I love you, son. I love you, son. But now it's your time to die.
Well, your first problem was buying an Xbox, so I told you that already.
Oh, no. All right, let's calm down with all the hostility. Oh, no.
Homer, can't believe you. You went back. All, you crossed back over.
I don't judge. I have them all, so.
Do you have a Switch, too?
For Pro, the Switch, and the Xbox One X.
You really have a Switch?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's good. I like it. They're all...
As far as Nintendo expectations, it's pretty cool. Get one. I almost bought a Maya 3DS. That's pretty sweet. I almost bought a Maya 3DS for Christmas, but I decided not to.
But you don't love her that much.
Well, no, because I mean...
No, that's not it. Let me explain to you the logistics of making Christmas.
She just likes watching
Because Netflix. I would have bought her the 3DS and kept it for myself. No.
So like she loves playing Super Mario Run on my iPad, and so I was like, well, you know, why don't I get her the freaking, you know, Nintendo 3DS with the Mario game? It's literally the same thing, but it's one like I think it's more interesting. And you can actually move back and forth versus just always going forward. So I figured she liked it, and then she tried it out at Best Buy, and she was like, I don't like it. I'm like, oh, God. So anything challenging, you're just going to...
That one button press is all she needs.
Yeah, she needs that tap.
She's such a millennial.
So I got her an Amazon Kindle instead, and she's on it all fucking weekend. And what she's doing now? On YouTube. My fucking 7-year-old knows how to use YouTube. She could barely spell. Like, what the hell?
I know.
Dude, we have this argument all the time. Riley's not allowed to watch YouTube because there's some wild shit out there. So he has to get, like, special permission. So he's subscribed to one channel, and that's because I know I've vetted that content.
You know what?
Fucking Beyblade. Blast Zone Kid.
Can we talk about...
He's a pretty legit Beyblader, dude.
Have you seen this shit on YouTube? It's like... Adults, I mean, play with their kids too, but like they record themselves playing with the dolls, and like it gets all these fucking millions of views by I'm assuming these kids just watching people play with these toys and like using voices and shit. And I mean, these people are cashing in on Google AdSense and all this shit. Like,
hell yeah, dude. Like, Blast Zone Kid got like 39,000 subscribers. Riley's watching this video. I'll go back. I'm 128,000 views. What the? Who's watching Beyblade battles?
There's some crazy videos out there, and there's some like awesome like chill ones. Like there was this one that I ended up coming across, and it's gonna be real weird, but it was like some dad and some little boy that just like collect Thomas the Trains, and they're like, check out this new one, and they'll show like a video of it just like going on the rail for 5 minutes, and the little boy chasing it around, and it's like 50,000 views, and I'm like, what? 50,000
views.
Crazy. A train going around track.
Riley used to be he would look up toy reviews for Power Ranger stuff and then just like keep clicking on the next suggested video. Dude, I'm just watching this grown ass man open up a Power Ranger morpher. Just talking about it.
Unboxing it, right? Unboxing this toy.
Oh, 90,000 views. I'm all. What the? I understand unboxing, but like I'm like, I'm in the wrong business. Let me tell you.
Let me go buy toys.
Maybe we need to.
They're like, oh yeah, these are the exclusive figures Saban sent me because of my cool YouTube channel, and I'm a son of a bitch.
Yeah. I think maybe we need to pivot the content of the podcast just a little bit.
Pivot. work with it.
That was it. That was all the good news that I had.
Yep. It's all the content. Like I said, 99 days to the new Avengers movie.
Bada bing, bada boom.
And what is it, about 2 weeks before Black Panther? 3 weeks? Isn't it in February?
I think it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks from tomorrow.
There was an idea.
Oh my God. But yeah.
Just kidding.
So we can't wait for all those. I don't know what else is coming out that I can't wait to go watch. I haven't been in the movies in about a couple of weeks, so
I saw Cartoon, that was it.
I want to see The Commuter. It got bad reviews, but I still want to see it.
Well, David, if you got into town earlier, I had screening passes for that.
Taken four. He's on a four, dude.
Wait, but that movie, it's out already. Like, they're still doing screenings for it?
No, I had screening passes for it.
No, he had.
You never
he
get had, in, you, had you never get like, home from work until like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you had it like 2 days before it actually came out, right? Yeah. The day before it came out.
It was funny because I got the screening passes for that the day before it came out, and it was at 7:30. And then
where do you get screening passes?
I'm doing work with the podcast. I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know how you win all the time. You're like, I like the photo, and I won like $50. I'm like, I like the photo, shared it, and posted a comment. I didn't get nothing. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Dude, you're gonna be real mad at me in a second because if you've looked at my Instagram, look at my Instagram story. Fucking, okay. I want a barbecue T-shirt.
Yeah, I just saw that before we got on.
Do you work when you're at work, or are you just on fucking Instagram?
Do you work when you're at work?
Yeah,
he is. He's on Instagram, bro. He's working.
Dude, yeah, putting in work, yo. Yeah, dude, tales from the pit.
That's funny.
That's the way to do it.
Oh, dude, I try to stay networking. Now I'm subscribed to all the movie companies though, David. So like Warner Brothers,
like it's Antonio.
No, like Warner Brothers, no. Lionsgate, all of them. So like, and then sometimes I'll go and look. There'll be like different lotteries for screenings and stuff. It's usually all first come, first serve. But for smaller movies like that, like for The Communer, you wouldn't have had to wait. Like I had screening tickets for Annabelle Creations and for It. For Annabelle Creations, I had VIP tickets, so like we got in with no problem. For It, they opened the line to start taking it in 5 hours before the movie.
And
They were cut off. We got there an hour before the movie, and they're like, "Oh, we cut off a couple hours ago."
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was like, to see It 3 days early.
I'm sorry, like. I'm not going to go stand in line for 5 hours. My time is way more valuable than a fucking $11 ticket. Like,
yeah,
but you get to see it early. And it, well,
anywhere, you know what? You know what?
So I will say, though, sometimes there's...
22-year-old, 23-year-old David would have been all over that. You're right. But like 32-year-old David, fuck that. Just like I don't fucking drive. When I go to concerts, I don't really like fight to get to the front anymore. I'm like, I'm in the back chilling with a beer now. Like back then, hell yeah, I'd fucking go to the fucking concert venue. Remember Homer, when I went to the fucking White Rabbit when Papa Roach played? I was there at like noon, just sitting there in the front, trying to be the first in line all day in the fucking sun. Fuck that. I have tickets for the Daily River Papa Roach show in March.
I'm taking a half day. Is that the time when you like walked to the back to go talk to your friend? And like they came.
No,
to
that's
the front,
when I
like,
I met I was trying to meet the street team.
You're like,
yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, and I just jumped in, yeah.
And you were like, I'm with them, I was with them. And I was like, nah, go back anyway, and hang out with your friends.
Aaron was going to make a point there, but yeah.
Good times.
No, I think you made it. Oh, that's it for
like
this
a good
week.
One right there. Sounds good.
There's a lot of news this week.
Yeah, this is more of a shoot the shit type episode.
Yeah.
No, I think that was more last week. This week we actually talked about legitimate things that
last week we didn't have one last week, did we?
I meant last podcast we recorded.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, last week was.
Did I tell y'all about my lottery? Bro. My lottery story. I won the lottery.
I thought we were gonna wrap it up.
Yeah, but all right. I thought this was the end, but I guess there's another story coming. All right, let me get back up.
One last story. All right. I won the lottery last week or the week before.
Oh, it was tell us. You got
five
numbers.
Four out of six numbers.
That $10 scratch off.
It was so depressing. I had four numbers.
You know what's funny? I
won $41 and the other two numbers were on different lines. And I'm just like, two numbers. Two numbers was the difference between me and being a millionaire.
Hold on, David. I wanted to post this in the group chat, but I didn't want to post it and nobody understand the reference. And it was too much because I was too busy at work to like explain the context or type it out right. So, but now this is actually going to even tie back to the beginning of the show perfectly to end it. I was going to use a movie reference in comparison to that where you're like, oh, two more numbers, I would have been a millionaire. Two less numbers and you would have had fucking nothing, bro.
That's true.
Straight up from the Mighty Ducks where he's off 2 inches to the right. I would have been a champion. He goes, yeah, but 2 inches to the left, you would have missed it completely.
You would have been nothing, dude. You would have jack squat.
I guess. Anyway, I guess we'll wrap it up. So thanks for listening, guys. I'm David.
I'm Homer.
And I'm Aaron. Y'all have a great week. We will be back soon. The Academy Awards are coming up. And I had a very lengthy conversation with our good friend, Tyler, about how absolute bullshit this Academy Award lineup looks right now. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some legit stuff in there that makes sense. But there's some definite glaring things missing. So I think we're going to have to do our own Pocket Knife News Academy Awards very soon. So stay tuned for that in the coming week. Y'all have a great night. Thank you for listening. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and feel free to comment and share your thoughts.
One love.
One love. One love.